Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. A salvo of missiles struck Ukraine's southern city of Kherson again today, a marked escalation of attacks since Russian forces withdrew 2 weeks ago. At least 11 people have been killed in 2 days of strikes. Meantime, Western countries are stepping up aid. Karen Shamas has more on that.
Ukrainians are struggling to stay warm already, as a Russian onslaught has cut off energy and electricity supplies in much of the country. U.S. Ambassador to Ukraine Bridget Brink said Russia's latest onslaught on the capital is inadmissible.
We just faced here, and me and everyone who is here in Kyiv, some 100 missiles being sent by Russia to try to cripple Ukraine's energy.
France's foreign minister said France is sending 100 high-powered generators to Ukraine to help people get through the coming months. On a visit to Kyiv, British Foreign Secretary James Cleverly said a $60 million air defense package will help Ukraine to defend itself from further Russian attacks. Likewise, Brink said the U.S. is stepping in to help.
The United States is going to continue to do everything we possibly can, working night and day to provide help.
I'm Karen Chamas.
Black Friday is the informal kickoff of the holiday shopping season. Rita Foley on what shoppers are buying and how they're paying.
As shoppers get hit with higher costs for food, rent, gas, and other essentials, they're looking for holiday bargains, say analysts. They're being more selective, buying cheaper items. To pay for them, shoppers are raiding their savings accounts, turning to buy now, pay later services, and some are running up their credit cards, just as the Fed hikes interest rates to fight inflation.
Elon Musk says Twitter will relaunch its premium service next week. It'll offer different colored check marks on accounts, gold for companies, gray for governments, blue for individuals, celebrities, or otherwise. Twitter previously suspended the service over a wave of imposter accounts. A mixed close on Wall Street, the Dow up, the S&P, and the NASDAQ down. This is AP News.
The holidays are here. Achieve gifting greatness when you give the gift of perfectly aged, tender, and delicious Omaha steaks. The steak experts at Omaha Steaks have put together special curated gift packages to help take the guesswork out of gifting and make you a holiday hero. Go to omahasteaks.com and use code SIZZLE at checkout to get $30 off your order. Send an assortment of mouth-watering favorites guaranteed to impress, like the legendary Butcher's Cut Filet Mignon, air-chilled boneless chicken, ultra-juicy burgers, and even easy-to-prepare comfort meals that are ready in a flash. Omaha Steaks is ready to ship your order right away, so shop early and beat the shipping rush. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code SIZZLE at checkout. Omaha Steaks is a gift from the heart, a gift that'll be remembered with every unforgettable bite. Order with complete confidence today, knowing you're ordering the very best. Visit omahasteaks.com, use promo code SIZZLE at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
The devil's advocates, because freedom.
But Dom, we've been following a couple of big stories this week. Truck convoy leader has no idea where he is and is driving in circles around I-495. He didn't know precisely where he was going anyways or where he was at the time. Apparently, he put the convoy back on the road, headed back up north, and he's back in Scranton.
So I totally would have protested this tyranny, but damn, the traffic was so bad.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
I'm 54, so it's too late to start saving for retirement, right?
Not right. Starting to save, even in your 50s, can really make a difference. At aceyourretirement.org, in just 3 minutes, you'll get a free personalized retirement plan. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
We'll be right back. For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matner with your headlines. Some prominent Wisconsin Republicans expressing skepticism about former President Trump's plan to run for president again in 2024. Former Speaker of the House Paul Ryan told ABC News, quote, "I want to win and we lose with Trump. It was really clear to us in 18, in 20, and now in 2022, unquote. Ryan, who criticized Trump's efforts to overturn the 2020 election and calls himself a never-again Trumper, said those elections underscored declining support for conservatives in Wisconsin suburbs. WISC News reporting that Trump's lead decreased by nearly 7 percentage points in Ozaukee County. In 2016, Trump won Wisconsin by 27,000 votes. In 2020, he lost by about 21,000. You're listening to The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK, 540 AM.
Native Roots Radio is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. Enjoy.
N350.org.
Portions of Native Roots Radio may be pre-recorded.
You're listening to the best of Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake. I'm your host, Wakunjahade, Distant Thunder. My colonized name is Robert Pilot. We discuss national and local Native American news and events. As we all know, Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
It's a good day to be Indigenous.
Get up, stand up.
They are going to become more brutal.
Because all the hippies are trying to be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Welcome to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Wakunjahade. Hey, Kutagi, to all my friends and relatives in four directions. You are listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake on Civic Media Network all over Turtle Island. We are really excited to be here. We talk about Native issues and events and things like that. And as you know, Ogama, Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
And, you know, this portion of the show is brought to you by MN350, which is a grassroots organization working for climate justice. Off to a good start midweek.
Hey, and fighting for climate justice, too. That's what I hear.
Absolutely.
Yes. Hey, we demoted Ogama again as co-host, and she had a great show yesterday. I wanted to give you a big shout out, Ogama. What I was going to do is pretend that I was going to leave my mic on mute and then pretend I was talking and see your reaction, but that's too much tomfoolery, I think, here.
I would have just been going, all right, we're waiting for Robert, and we're waiting. I would have probably just said anything to keep from, having dead air.
Well, you did a great job, and I truly, truly mean that. And you're ready for me now to take a month off. So I that was a good test. I appreciate it.
Well, if you need a month off, I mean, I'm down. But I mean, I'm going to need a little bit of advance notice for that. So just give me a heads up.
Hey, we got a great show today. We got your news, of course, that you don't hear anywhere else. And then we're going to be talking to actor Michael Spears, who's Lakota Dakota. And he's up for a Indie Spirit Award nomination, and he's also been on our favorite show, Reservation Dogs, and he's also been on as a very young person, one of the kids
Dancing with Stan. He played Otter in Dances with Wolves.
I was going to say Dancing with Kevin Costner is what the Indians call it, but yes, Dancing with the Wolves.
Costner. That's correct.
Yeah. Hey, Ogama, why don't you start us off in a good way with the news that you don't hear anywhere else? Welcome.
Absolutely. So since this portion of the show is brought to you by MN350, I thought I'd take some time to let everybody know that there's an important hearing happening tomorrow regarding the Line 5 pipeline running through the Straits of Mackinac and also, I believe, through northern Wisconsin. So tomorrow, Thursday, October 6th, from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. Eastern Time, which is from 12 to 3 p.m. Central Time, the Army Corps of Engineers is taking public input on the scope of their environmental impact statement for the proposed tunnel underneath the Straits of Mackinac in northern Michigan. There's up to 3 minutes for you to speak. You can join by Zoom or you can go in person. It's online hearing. So you can write a comment or you can submit a written comment. So for those of you who don't know, Line 5, which runs through most of northern Wisconsin and across into the northern tip of Michigan, was built 69 years ago with a permit that was signed by President Eisenhower and engineered to last about 50 years. So far, it's spilled over 1 million gallons of oil, and it continues to count. And it's deteriorating and threatening the Great Lakes, which hold about 95% of surface freshwater here in the U.S. The Line 5 pipeline was ordered to be shut down by the governor of Michigan more than 2 years ago now, and the pipeline is currently illegally running in Michigan and also illegally running in Wisconsin, holding expired permits with the Bay Mills Indian Community, the state of Michigan, and the Bad River Lake Superior Chippewa. So this is definitely something that I think is past the point of a public hearing and comment period, allowing Line 5 to continue to operate illegally. This should be going to trial, not to public hearing, in my opinion. But for those of you who are free tomorrow at 12 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Eastern, you can join via Zoom and speak for up to 3 minutes. Final public hearing with the U.S. Army Corps on the scope for the Enbridge Line 5 pipeline. You can go to wecaninternational.org/stop-line-5. That's wecaninternational.org/stop-line-5. That is going to be the quickest and easiest way for you to go and submit your comment with that. And that kind of leads me into this other story, Robert, and I need you to maybe brace yourself for this. I think I've talked about it a little bit already this year, but basically, they're saying right now, every 2 days, there is a land defender or a water defender that's killed worldwide, and most of them are indigenous. Between 2011 and 2021, 342 land defenders were killed in Brazil alone, and a third of those murdered were indigenous or Afro descendants. So according to the globalwitness.org and their decade of defiance, they say that over half of the attacks and that resulted in deaths, over half of them were indigenous people from Mexico, Colombia, and Brazil. But that doesn't include other places like India, Canada, places in Africa as well. So the list of victims for 2021 is long, and unfortunately I don't have the airtime to be able to read all of the victims, but so far the U.S. does not have any victims listed on this list, but it is important to all of us, if you are a climate activist, if you are somebody who wants to take a stand for the water, for the planet, that you take the time to vote and you make sure that our elected officials are not enacting policies that would legalize them to hurt or kill you for defending the land. Those types of policies are on the ballot and have already been enacted in Wisconsin. And I believe they are on the docket here in Minnesota with certain representatives. So we do stand to lose a lot more than I think a lot of people realize we do with this election. So make sure you're paying attention. Make sure you're writing to your representatives and let them know that you want to retain your rights to speak up about what is unfair and unjust in the world of climate activism. Good news, though, however, Robert, did you watch the rocket launch this afternoon?
No.
Oh, okay. So NASA launched the first Native woman into space today at about noon.
Oh.
NASA astronaut Nicole Onapo Mann, who's a Wailaki of the Round Valley Indian Tribes, is aboard SpaceX Dragon, which is the name of the ship. And there are three other astronauts who are aboard that, and they're kicking off with a roughly 29-hour journey to the orbiting lab. They just left at noon today. So it's really exciting to see the first Native woman to reach, you know, the final frontier. And then one of the other Anna Kikina is the first Russian to fly on a private American spacecraft as well. So those are two really big things that are happening. I'm happy to see that there's a lot of women aboard.
Stuff's going to get done.
Hey, stuff's going to get done, right?
One of the things I want to bring up real quick before we break, we're breaking in less than a minute, is people are voting right now. So just remember these things. You can vote right now, and I know people are voting right now.
Absolutely. You can vote early. You can do an absentee ballot, which I actually have. Mine's just on the other side of the computer. I personally prefer early voting and absentee ballot voting because it allows me to take the time to do some extra last-minute research on my candidates in case they've changed positions before I vote for them. So that's why I do it. But if you can, go down to your local voting location and vote early if you know who you're voting for, and make sure to do your research and vet out your candidates. A lot of pro-climate candidates here in Minnesota are still trying to be pro-copper nickel mining, which is a really bad thing for the environment here in Minnesota. So keep that in mind, and we'll have some more news with you tomorrow.
Right on, and Ogema will be on the rest of the show in segment four. We're going to take your phone calls, but up next, actor Michael Spears will be right back. You're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake. Stay with us.
I've been hearing a lot about this term, climate justice. What is that?
Climate justice is recognizing that the negative impacts of climate change don't affect all people equally. It also means transitioning from a fossil fuel-based economy to a more sustainable future. MN350 is one of the groups that's pushing for this transition to protect our futures. You can even get involved, too.
That's great, especially since I'm concerned about pipeline projects like Line 3. How can I help MN350?
Just find them on Facebook or visit mn350.org.
Health insurance that fits my budget? I'm covered. I needed health coverage I could count on and afford. MNsure helped me find a plan that works for me, and they helped me save money. Did you know that most Minnesotans qualify for savings through MNsure? And they have free experts who can help you sign up for coverage. Go to MNsure.org today and get started and get covered. That's MNsure.org. MNsure.org.
Unwanted sexting or photos, inappropriate jokes, even tickling or wrestling can feel like a violation. Catcalling, cornering, or groping, getting them drunk or high for sex, recording sexual acts without permission, hurting someone because of their sexual orientation, raping a family member, a child, a date, a friend, a stranger, purchasing a human being for sex. You make the choice every single time. Sexual violence is many things. Make a choice. Do not do it.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Hi, I'm Rachel Shamblot. My dad is Dr. Scott Shamblot from Shamblot Family Dentistry. A lot of people are afraid of the dentist, but you don't have to be. My dad makes going to the dentist comfortable and even fun. He won't be mad if you haven't seen a dentist in a long time. He just wants to take care of you and your teeth. If you don't see my dad, please see another dentist. Take care of your teeth because they're the only ones you get.
Shamblot Family Dentistry in Hopkins and St. Paul. Find them online at ShamblotFamilyDentistry.com or call 1-800-FIX-MY-TEETH.
Hi, I'm Jane Fonda, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot. Hey, this portion is brought to you by, what is it brought to you by, Ogema?
Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by the Minnesota Indigenous Women's Resource Center.
Yeah, that's a new sponsor. Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot. And we are here with Michael Spears, actor, and he's been in many things here. And we're going to talk a little bit about his career and also this new movie, The Year of the Dog. Michael, thank you so much for coming on to Native Roots Radio.
Pilama, thanks for having me. Looking forward to talking with you about all of the wonderful things in movies.
Right on. And, you know, we've had quite a few people, and I don't know if you know Bobby Wilson, but Bobby Wilson was a student of mine in Reservation Dogs, and we've had quite a few Reservation Dog actors on the show in the last 2 years, and we're really excited to throw you in that mix as a Reservation Dog alumni. Really really, I just want to touch base on that for a second. That show for me has, and I know all over Indian country because I see it on Facebook, people are really plugging in, and I love it because it's for mainstream, but it also has a lot of good things for us natives to like shake our head and go, oh yeah, yes. And so how was that experience? You played pretty heavy duty part in this.
That experience is unique for me in that, you walk on set and it's all native created, all the showrunners and actors and crew and cast, everyone's native. And, walking onto a set like that is an experience in itself. I've never had the opportunity to be on a set such as Reservation Dogs yet. And looking forward to next season. I hear we just got picked up again for another season. I want to shout out to Sterling and Bobby and thank all the boys on set. Hopefully everything's going good with everyone. And man, the show's really picked up a lot of momentum and created a lot of visibility for Indian people all across America and the world now.
Yeah, a friend of mine who works for CBS television on 48, he's a producer for 48 Hours, called me late last night, and he's diving deep into the show and just couldn't believe it. And he was excited, and he was only on season one, but there's great more to come on that. Just really excited that, I don't know if it seems like, since Standing Rock, a lot of good things have happened for us natives. I know we started our show during Standing Rock and with the protesting of the pipeline and a lot of good things from authors to movies, Prey and to Reservation Dogs and your upcoming movie, The Year of the Dog.
Oh, I'm very appreciative of the visibility, that we've gained through the political activism stage. We have a lot more stories. This is just the tip of the iceberg. I want to give shout outs to all the up and coming artists and filmmakers and musicians and all the other Indigenous people that are, on the come up, because we have so many more stories to tell. So each one of us has a story. Everyone has a everyone's got dreams and hopes, and me as a little boy from growing up on the Lower Brule Reservation to where I am now, I'm back on the reservation now. I'm a student at Sinte Gleshka University, and that's where I'm coming at you live from right now, is Mission, South Dakota. Just balancing that and hoping for the best for all the people here. We as a Native acting community, we're pretty small, actually. Everybody knows everybody almost. We all try out for the same parts. I've been fortunate enough to be in the game for, I won't date myself, but quite some time, as from Otter and Dances with Wolves most recently Sitting Bull and Runs His Horse in Yellowstone.
Is that what you're shooting now?
I just came off a two-part docudrama for the History Channel. Was fortunate enough to land the lead in the docudrama, two-part series being produced by the History Channel, highlighting Sitting Bull's life.
Wow, that's awesome. Let's talk a little bit. I have a little blurb here. The Year of the Dog is about two strays, mad and alcoholic, struggling to maintain sobriety, and a rescue dog with unusual athletic gift. Spears plays Fred, Matt's big book thumping sponsor. Hey, that stop right there. People on the radio know that I've been sober for a few years, and I love that term, big book thumper. How did you prepare for the role?
Well, that role I drew from a lot of personal experience. Preparation, I guess, was being able to be in a space where I felt safe enough to let Fred out and be vulnerable as well, because he's not a perfect person either. So right. Just personal experience and you know, more family members. And you know, I know a lot of us as natives have been touched by alcohol and the ism of it, you know, not only the addiction, but, you know, the things that come along with mental health awareness and illness and all of that.
Well, you know, I always say it's really, you know, whenever I see our lieutenant governor here in Minnesota, I always let her know. It's like, I really appreciate you. I used to be a high school teacher and had an all-Native homeroom. And what I would always tell her is I appreciate you being lieutenant governor because my kids are able to see someone that looks like them in this role. And I feel the same way about this, that there's many ways to recover and there's many ways to go down the red road, and to be able to have our people see somebody, you know, representing that portion of our culture, or not so much culture, but a portion of our people. You know, some people do it the red road, some go to AA, but there is recovery out there. And so it's important for, I believe, for us. And I want to say a big peeny geegee to Michael for playing that role.
Kiama, you know, I was, you know, tip my hat to those that are brave enough to willing to tell their stories and be honest about it, like Rob, and you're the dog here. He puts himself out there and so it gives a pretty emotional, raw performance. And my character, you know, at the time was going through a lot personally. You know, I just lost both of my grandmothers and my mother shortly after this production. And some of that's going to come across on screen if you guys get a chance to watch the movie. But definitely want to give shout outs to Rob and the rest of the team on a success. You know, we're just some Montana boys and girls that got together and made a movie.
Well, your role has been convincing enough that the film's producer have recently made a nomination submission on your behalf. So that's huge. That's huge. That doesn't just happen. And I appreciate your humility. And I just kind of just keep saying that how important that is for our people to see people out there in a good way. And you're doing that, Michael. You know, with the, you know, you being a young person starting out in movies and now older, there's two rules always, is you don't want to work with young people in film and you don't want to work with animals. So how was it working with the dog?
It was awesome. You know, I got to work with a few animals in some productions, but this was probably the most hands-on I've got to be with a canine. There was two puppies on this show, a stunt puppy and the actor. So it was, you know, Rob got a lot more hands on than I did, but we had some good fun times in pulling and creating that space where we could just have fun and catch something on camera.
Hey, I'm here with Michael Spears, and we're talking about The Year of the Dog and also other movies Michael's in. Michael, do you have time for another quick segment?
I sure do.
That's awesome. Hey, you're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and we'll be right back after this short break. Hey, we're still here. Ogama, how the heck am I doing? Whoops, how the heck am I doing there? I missed you on that interview.
You know, I ran into technical trouble for this interview, so I wasn't able to join. And, you know, I'm sad I missed it, but I'm glad I'm getting to listen to it all the way through again now. And, you know, it's really amazing, these actors. You know, I think a lot of people think of people who are in Hollywood as maybe like a non-job or kind of like politicians, people who aren't like really real. And I always appreciate seeing these actors in this light.
And you said earlier, or while we were chatting during the interview, because it was pre-recorded, that he went through a lot of loss in that last movie. So you can't help, like he said, but to bring it in. Hey, we got part two coming up here with the interview here with this great interview, I should say. No, I'm just kidding. This subpar interview from me with Michael Spears, a Lakota actor. We'll be right back after this short break. This is Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Muskego to Pewaukee, always streaming at waukradio.com.
I'm Ben Thomas with an AP News Minute. Investigators say the gunman who killed six people at a Walmart in Chesapeake, Virginia Tuesday night bought the gun just hours before he opened fire on co-workers. He also left a note listing grievances against them. Andre Bing was found dead at the scene of an apparently self-inflicted gunshot wound. Alicia Raymond is among shoppers hitting the stores at the Lakeside Shopping Center in New Orleans this Black Friday.
I'm going to Victoria's Secret. I'm going to Bath & Body Works. I just got a new grandbaby, so I'm going grandbaby shopping as well.
The National Retail Federation's Catherine Cullen says it could be the busiest Black Friday weekend in 5 years.
Nearly 8 million more than we saw last year, and is the highest we've seen since 2017.
A mixed close on Wall Street, the Dow up, the S&P, and the NASDAQ down. For the week, however, all three registered gains. And NASA's Orion capsule has entered orbit around the moon. It's near the halfway mark of its test flight. I'm Ben Thomas.
The holidays are here. Achieve gifting greatness when you give the gift of perfectly aged, tender, and delicious Omaha steaks. The steak experts at Omaha Steaks have put together special curated gift packages to help take the guesswork out of gifting and make you a holiday hero. Go to omahasteaks.com and use code SIZZLE at checkout to get $30 off your order. Send an assortment of mouth-watering favorites guaranteed to impress, like the legendary Butcher's Cut Filet Mignon, air-chilled boneless chicken, ultra-juicy burger, and even easy-to-prepare comfort meals that are ready in a flash. Omaha Steaks is ready to ship your order right away, so shop early and beat the shipping rush. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code SIZZLE at checkout. Omaha Steaks is a gift from the heart, a gift that'll be remembered with every unforgettable bite. Order with complete confidence today, knowing you're ordering the very best. Visit omahasteaks.com, use promo code SIZZLE at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order.
The bakers of Country Hearth and Village Hearth Breads are proud to support local education with Loaves for Learning, the program that makes it easy to earn money for your school. Enjoy Country Hearth and Village Hearth all-natural breads, buns, bagels, and more, then save the UPC from the package for your school to collect and redeem. Each is worth 5 cents and can be used for books, computers, sports, music, whatever your school needs, up to $10,000 a year. Learn more at loavesforlearning.com. Country Hearth and Village Hearth Breads, baking our best for you.
My husband said to give our house more curb appeal, so I started painting. Then I went on Google and looked up the meaning of curb appeal. It said to make it more nicer. So I called Replacement Window Center, and they put in new replacement windows.
Get free installation and 0% financing for 18 months. Free installation and 0% financing. Hurry, call now.
Replacement Window Center. Our name says it all.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matney with your headlines. Wild turkeys are back in Wisconsin in a big way. WPR reporting that more than a century after Wisconsin's wild turkey population was nearly decimated, now the birds are flourishing, with many flocking to urban and suburban areas. By the late 1800s, most of Wisconsin's wild turkeys had been wiped out due to unregulated hunting and the destruction of their former habitats by the timber industry. Early efforts to restore the birds to those habitats were unsuccessful, partly because officials were trying to send birds raised in captivity out into the wild. Then in the 70s, Wisconsin's DNR negotiated a deal with Missouri's Department of Conservation to exchange ruffed grouse from Wisconsin for wild eastern turkeys from Missouri. Once they took hold here, the DNR began trapping some of the birds and relocating them to other areas of Wisconsin where conditions were right for them to thrive. You're listening to The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK, 540 AM.
At CafeLatte.com.
This is Winona Ladeuce of Honor the Earth, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio. I'm Awake.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot. Hey, welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot. I'm here with Michael Spears, and we're talking about his acting career, but also the Year of the Dog. Michael, Pini-Gigi for being back on here. This is an important conversation, and one of the things I'd like to ask you about your role is How did that come about? So what, you know, you tried out for the movie, they got the part, and then how did it turn into, I don't know, putting your stamp on this character?
Well, after the, you know, the audition screen test process, I was given some character freedoms, and I developed Fred, just kind of put a little bit of myself into him. Originally, he wasn't necessarily written as being an Indigenous or Native character. And in exploring that, I went ahead and put a little of myself into the character. And we made a few character decisions in regards to who and where Fred comes from. And we turned Fred into a Lakota. And, you know, of course, in the film, he's a sponsor and also touches base on some racial stereotypes in the film in regards to what Rob's character is wearing, notably the Atlanta Braves hat and a lot of the mascot issue.
Yeah, that's a very subtle an issue, been out there for a long time. I think, you know, I'm here in the Twin Cities, and I think the murder of George Floyd really pushed the Washington football team to change their name, and there's more work to be done. So bringing that in the forefront is a good thing in a good way, Michael. We really appreciate that, and that's very authentic.
Yeah, the scene, it happened pretty organically. You know, and I asked him in real time, you know, where and why are you wearing that hat, you know? And so we had some good conversations, and I was given an opportunity to write the scene and rewrite. And so him and I rewrote the scene, and you'll see it play out in the film. You know, his character eventually takes the hat off and comes to an understanding that he's bringing a racial stereotype to life.
Yeah. I think, again, the media, whether it's a movie or a TV show or a radio show, we have a lot of people out there that are allies, whether they're white allies, BIPOC allies. And it's good to bring these things up and educate. I think that's part of our job, isn't it, Michael?
Definitely. As storytellers and just human beings, you know, and keeping that integrity and the truth to who we are as a people, I think is important in the telling and retelling of our stories, you know, especially for coming from a non-Native perspective or point of view. And, you know, that's where another, you know, if we're getting down to brass tacks, I'd say, you know, we're making steps towards the right direction, but we do have a long way to go. And I appreciate all the allies out there, you know, all of the support that we've had, and not only just this film, but as a people, as a whole, as a Indigenous community here, and unity being represented through media, music, radio. You know, I want to say pilama to you for having shows and giving venues, spaces available for Natives to come and have a voice and to get out there on these interwebs, these spider webs of communication.
Yeah, I appreciate that. It's something that needs to be done, and I really someday hope to hand this down to a young one. And I, by saying that too, I want to just bring this up. I'm 61 years old, and our generation is kind of lost. I mean, we became in the forefront with the American Indian movement and all these things. You know, I remember people in high school pretending they were Italian or something else before it was proud to be a Native out there. And so it's exciting to see a younger person like you, and then the younger people out there in the community really stepping it up, speaking their language, doing things that we're afraid of or we lost because of boarding school. So I want to say a big pina gigi to you.
Well, thank you for the AKI or the recognition. But, you know, I give all the recognition to my mom and dad and grandmas and grandpas who raised me in a good way. I want to continue to support all of the Indigenous artists out there. You know, I have four children as well, and I'm a student, so I'm always a proponent of higher education and learning. My mother was a survivor of residential schooling, and definitely my father, the late Patrick Spears, he was and still is my hero, as well as my mother. You know, she worked 36 years in the Indian Health Service and opened up hospitals all throughout Indian country. If it weren't for those that have given their time and effort, I wouldn't even be able to be here making movies either. So I want to say thank you to those who laid the tracks for me that I could be in the movies. You know, I'm just a boy from the reservation too. I grew up in Lower Brule and moved off the reservation after in the fifth and sixth grade. And I grew up in Pierre, and then I moved to Aberdeen, South Dakota, and was fortunate enough to make a film or two a year. And I'm still in the learning process now, higher education, environmental sciences, and Lakota studies. I'm a big proponent of renewable, sustainable energies, and also just telling the truth, letting the little kids and all of them know that it's okay. It's cool to question your teachers, your the higher ups out there, and not be part of the status quo. You know, we have to continually work to stay woke and keep the environment and the communities around us accountable for their actions as well. You know, being Native comes with the responsibility nowadays as far as keeping the integrity and the truth alive. You know, having to wear several hats in now productions and different things is something that is we're being leaned upon more and more in the not only the acting communities but everywhere.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. Good words there. And it is good to definitely recognize our elders in a good way like that. I appreciate that. And there are many people that are still doing it out there. And I think the young ones are really leading the way, but we really do and did need our teachings. So that's a great point, Michael. I'm here with Michael Spears, actor in The Year of the Dog, a movie coming out here real soon, and he's an actor. He's been doing it for I won't say how many years because I got the calculator out and figured it out, but also was on a Reservation Dogs and played a pivotal role of if you've been watching the young boy that committed suicide, he played Danny's father. And we talked a little bit, and I want to talk to you about what is a good thing for our Native young ones listening to this to get into the business, and what do they need to know? And I think one of the things we talked about with our last actor friend, he talked about being on time and doing it in a good way. And there is no Indian time. We want to change that to being on time. Oh, wow.
Well, one thing that I guess I've taken away from the industry, being in it as long as I have, we're getting more and more visible as far as our storytellers, our directors and producers and people that have that business mindset, because ultimately, you know, this business is a business, and, you know, it's a paradigm that I've chosen to build my career in. It definitely has its challenges and setbacks at times, but for kids nowadays to become an actor, model, agent, whoever, you know, there's every job imaginable in the movies. You know, you don't have to be an actor. You can be an engineer. You can be a photographer, the business end, the line producing, all of that. So, you know, I encourage kids to find what they love. You know, and it's not always necessarily going to be an actor or a model or on this side of the camera, but there's an aspect of storytelling that takes a lot of courage. It takes a lot of bravery to whether you're going to be an actor or even just to tell your story. So I want to tell the kids to persevere and koki peshnio, which means that you don't have no fear and move forward and write your stories down. Is we don't get a lot of chances over and over. So you get an opportunity, you get a chance to tell your story, do it, you know, with no fear. And if you want to know something, go to the source. You want to know, you know, whether it's your own stories, your own creation stories, or you're trying to marry two different tribes or whatnot, but go to the source and without fear, you know, be a leader. Make those hard choices that, you know, not everyone wants to follow down some of these harder paths. And I left the reservation and faced challenges of my own in going to a public school and having to fight and experience racism and those kind of things. And if it weren't for perseverance and finding those healthy ways to cope with anxiety and stress and pain, grief, those kind of things, and knowing who you are will help to define your path and to the future. So being Lakota, I lean on that. I lean on my religious practices, my spirituality, and it keeps me grounded. You know, for one of my biggest auditions, I sang, and wow. It wasn't any of the scripts that they asked for, and I just I sang and I spoke my language, and I received the role, and that in itself helps keep me grounded, helps keep me Michael.
Wow, Michael. I wanted to say before I let you go, this is Michael Spears, The Year of the Dog, and you can see him on a couple episodes of Reservation Dogs and has a plethora of work. I just want to say Pini Gigi for being on, and also, you know, I always wanted to be a key grip, just to throw that out there. Hey, so Michael, thank you so much for being on. You're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and we'll be right back after this short break. Please stay with us.
Hey, Ogama, I've been hearing a lot about this term, climate justice. What is that?
Climate justice is recognizing that the negative impacts of climate change don't affect all people equally. It also means transitioning from a fossil fuel-based economy to a more sustainable future. MN350 is one of the groups that's pushing for this transition to protect our futures. You can even get involved, too.
That's great, especially since I'm concerned about pipeline projects like Line 3. How can I help MN350?
Just find them on Facebook or visit mn350.org.
Health insurance that fits my budget? I'm covered. I needed health coverage I could count on and afford. MNsure helped me find a plan that works for me, and they helped me save money. Did you know that most Minnesotans qualify for savings through MNsure? And they have free experts who can help you sign up for coverage. Go to MNsure.org today and get started and get covered. That's MNsure.org. MNsure.org.
J&S Bean Factory is a native-owned, community-supported, cozy, artsy coffee shop which offers roasted on-site beans, live music, and baked goods. Relax in the beautiful outside patio. City Pages writes, voted top 10 coffee shops. Tucked into a quiet corner of St. Paul's Highland Park neighborhood, this coffee shop roasts beans on-site from the best coffee-growing countries in the world. Located at 1518 Randolph Avenue, St. Paul. The good stuff.
Hey, Wendy, what are we doing for dinner after the show?
How about we go to J. Selby's on 169 Victoria Street in St. Paul? They have a delicious plant-based menu that's compassionate and environmentally sustainable.
I'm getting their spot-on vegan Big Mac, the dirty secret.
You can pick up and they deliver within a five-mile radius, or you can call them at 651-222-3263 or visit jselbys.com.
Well, you sold me one. Let's go order at J. Selby's tonight.
I'm hungry.
Bijou, I am Oshawashko Gijig. I'm from Red Lake Nation, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake.
Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
One of our longtime sponsors, and they do such great work all over Turtle Island, especially now that COVID is under somewhat control. I'm going to be careful what I say because, you know, there's still a variant out there, but they are traveling more and doing their thing all over Turtle Island and giving out the good knowledge that they help with. So, Ogama, I'll just throw this out here. I don't know if anyone wants to call. So we feel like the Maytag washroom repairman. I don't know if you knew about that, if you're old enough to remember that, but it was a commercial where, you know, the wash machines were made so well that the repairman never got a call.
That sounds like a good commercial.
That's the reference. We're doing so good at the show, we never get a call. But if you want to call and say, who or hey, 952. Oh, the cat's not using the phone, but she's calling. 952-946-6205. Just give us a call and say hi out there. Do you have any leftover news or anything you want to repeat that we were just talking about?
I actually have something else, since we're talking about, movies and actors and all that kind of thing. There is a new series coming out on ABC that I just found out about. It's called Alaska Daily.
Yeah.
It's got Hilary Swank in it, and it's going to be covering missing and murdered Indigenous women in Alaska. So maybe you heard about that already, but that was news to me today, and I am pretty stoked about that.
Yeah, it looks interesting. I thought I saw a glimpse, and I can't remember her name, but she was in Smoke Signals, and she played Pocahontas, the Disney voice of Pocahontas. Irene, who played I saw a glimpse of her, and she was in it too.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm just cruising through. I'm looking for it on like IMDb and that kind of thing right now. I just happened to catch the headline as I was cruising through stuff today, so I haven't had a lot of time to look through it, but I'm glad to see the topic. So it's reading Grace Dove. Is that who maybe you're thinking
no,
of?
No, but let me just say, too, why you brought that up. I hope... You know, and as Native Americans, we always hope if we're being represented well, or sometimes these actors in these plays or movies, we end up with a savior role. And, you know, like I was joking earlier about Dancing with the Wolves, which to me is a great movie. Don't get me wrong. It won all the Academy Awards. It was 3 hours movie, but a lot of my relatives called it Dancing with Kevin Costner. And the reason why is the savior role. You know, he was saving the Native Americans that had been on this continent for tens of thousands of years. So hopefully this two-time Academy Award winner will do it in a good way, Hilary Swank.
Yeah, I hope so. You know, I was a big fan of her and her role. I think it was called Iron-Jawed Angels. It's back from 2004, and I believe she was the lead character there. And it was about the lives of Alice Paul and Lucy Burns, who were really instrumental in getting women the right to vote in the United States.
Oh, wow.
And she played, I can't remember if she played Alice or Lucy. But she went on hunger strike after she was imprisoned for speaking out about women being able to vote. And that was a pretty intense role. So I'm a bit of a Hilary Swank fan after seeing that one. I'm going to have to probably maybe go back and rewatch that one. But you're right. I mean, I was excited about this show and excited about this topic, this Alaska Daily. But, you know, I don't see a lot of Indigenous faces, Indigenous names coming up on this, about the show. And it's pretty easy to step into that, that trope of being the savior or the person who comes and,
makes
a savior, but
good word.
Trope. Yeah. Trope. Yeah. Well, and they exist all over the place. And like, me and my husband actually talk about this quite a bit. You know, he's a big movie buff. He loves to watch movies. He loves to watch films, television, YouTube, all of that just fascinates him. And we both have run into just in really unexpected places, instances of inappropriation or of appropriation in movies. Like he likes horror films, so we went to a horror movie a while back, and in the middle of the film, a guy gives the main character ayahuasca, which is a drug used by Native American people in a very sacred way. But a lot of people will go and use ayahuasca or peyote to kind of have, those trips or to open their mind or, treat it the same way like LSD, that kind of thing. So this non-Native character gives this other non-Native character ayahuasca in the middle of the movie. And it's a horror film, and it's supposed to help him release the spirit of the person that's haunting him, because he's supposed to be able to use it to get into another realm. And it was like, what? Like, that's not what that is. Like, and that's sacred to people. Like, you can't just throw that in the middle of a movie. And I mean, it was just so bizarre for us. We kind of left going, did they really do that? And it happens all the time, right, Robert?
Oh my goodness! Yes, I can't think of a example off the top of my head, but I mean, you know, I grew up. I'm 61, and I grew up with a lot of. Well, one of the most racist shows I ever watched was F Troop, and I don't know if you've ever seen that TV show, but that was on for a good 5 years in the 60s, and. If you know, I probably am speaking to people that have never seen it before, but that is one of the most racist shows now. Watching it now, Native Americans are dumb and they're outside this fort called I can't remember what the name of the fort is, but they were well, first of all, they weren't Native. None of them were Native American. that's for sure. And so they were the bumbling kind of con artists, snake oil. It's just hard to watch now with all this knowledge of appropriation and what it does to our people. And we talk a lot about the residential schools, but I think... you know, white people have gone through residential schools through the media, whether it's movies and TV.
They've been indoctrinated into those beliefs for sure. You know, I think probably a good example of like a racist film for like my generation is probably Team America. That one was pretty awful. And I remember it came out in 2004 and I was in high school at the time. And I remember not really wanting to stomach any of it. My friends all thought it was really cool and it was really funny, and I didn't really like it at all. And it wasn't until I was older that I'm like, oh, I didn't like it because it was just blatantly racist. Like, and it's one of those things that people still, you know, they still quote, they still talk about. And when we have those kind of movies that just permeate into our culture and they're, you know, displaying these really negative stereotypes, they're overtly or blatantly racist. I mean, those things do have an effect on how people operate and how they treat those people when they meet them in real life.
Well, Lou Diamond Phillips has played a lot of Native Americans over his career, and he's Asian. Johnny Depp played Tonto, which was a groundbreaking part that... I can't remember his name right now, but Silver Heels, or what was his name? But he played Tonto in the original Lone Ranger, and to see Johnny Depp do it, and it's just like an irritant. It's almost like, you know, you start thinking about it, and you start thinking about the Atlanta Braves, and you start thinking about, you know, the Blackhawks, and people want to say, oh, well, we're honoring you.
Mm-hmm. Somebody just posted, and I seen it come through social media. It says, welcome to WTF season for Native people. It goes Halloween, Columbus Day or Indigenous Peoples Day, and then Thanksgiving.
Thanks, Tate.
And we have all three of those that happen in the span of 2 months. And those are the three big holidays every year where we're all, as Native people, collectively going, we've talked about this, you know?
Well, you know, Ogama, thanks again. And it was great having Michael Spears on. We're going to have him on again. He was really happy. He listens to the show, too. So that was really cool to hear. If you're listening to the show, you are part of the resistance. From Chief Plenty Coops, the ground on which we stand on is sacred ground, is the blood of our ancestors. We need to resist, divest, join a group, or run for office, or do all of them. We're still here. We are the seventh generation. Free Leonard Peltier now. Free Leonard Peltier now.
Nightingale.
Who doesn't love laser tag? iCombat gives you that and so much more. It's a real-life video game experience. iCombat's perfect for birthday parties, special events, corporate team building, or just blasting away at your friends. iCombat at 1023 Spring City Drive off Sunset. For more info, go to iCombatWaukesha.com. iCombat is a proud sponsor of the Blackshirt Football radio broadcast. Gear up, squad up, prepare for iCombat laser tag.
My husband said to give our house more curb appeal, so I started painting. Then I went on Google and looked up the meaning of curb appeal.
It said to make it more nicer. So I called Replacement Window Center, and they put in new replacement windows.
Get free installation and 0% financing for 18 months. Free installation and 0% financing. Hurry, call now.
Replacement Window Center. Our name says it all.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.